When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
You call me back with a silent plea from another time, another place, another me. You called me back, and I found my way to a half-remembered, half-forgotten yesterday. But I might not stay. You'd better love me while you may. Tomorrow I may fly away. I want your gentle touch, your continental touch, your elemental touch. And you want me to, oh, I know that you do. You'd better love me while I'm here. I have been known to disappear. So don't let this miracle melt away. The clock ticks fast above me. If you think fondly of me, you'd better love me. You'd better love me. Don't let this miracle melt away. The clock ticks fast above me. If you think fondly of me, you'd better love me. Love me while.
Well, we loved you while you were here, Steve, and we always will. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, golden NPR station. Well, today we're doing a broadcast I sort of had hoped I would never have to do, which is a tribute to Steve Lawrence, who left us last week. He was a personal hero of mine. We've played him over and over again, either solo or with his beloved, devoted partner and wife, Edie Gourmet. I interviewed him several times, and I just think he's a very towering and exceptional figure in the world of what we do here, which is the idea that Broadway songs have a wider life and reach every main street in America. So we'll look at Steve's recordings and his career. Gratefully, sadly, but also to enjoy his tremendous legacy. Well, he was born Sidney Leibowitz in 1931 in Brownsville, Brooklyn. And as a young man, you know, after the war and stuff, he was at kind of parallel with that cadre of singers like Perry Como or Bobby Darin and had to kind of find his way. He did some amateur hours. He won some contests. He was a musician himself, played the piano, worked in a band, and eventually established himself as a rising, handsome, charming young Jewish singer in the 1950s. Here are two songs that give you an idea of how Steve Lawrence was trying to make a more Broadway sound, perhaps, out of the kind of somewhat treacly pop world of the 50s, but with a tremendous ballad by Rodgers and Hart.
You're nearer than my head is to my pillow, nearer than the wind is to the willow. Long before I knew you, I
Beautiful song sung by Steve Lawrence from Bells Are Ringing, which had just come out, I don't know, that year or year before. That's from 1956, actually, the same year as Bells Are Ringing. Well, he went on in the early 1960 to expand his career. He teamed up and eventually married Edie Gourmet in 1957. They had done some television shows together, including The Tonight Show with Steve Allen. He did a lot of theme albums, more and more incorporating Broadway stuff. Here are two tributes, I guess, to Sammy Davis Jr., a song from Mr. Wonderful from Lawrence Goes Latin.
Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your card when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat, she's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort, please, not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware on your guard. Take care while there's such temptation. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. She's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort, please, not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware on your guard. Take care while there's such temptation. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now.
Honey, life could be so great for us. Here's our chance, it's not too late for us. Grab it fast, or life won't wait for us.
Steve Lawrence rendering a beautiful duet from Golden Boy, introduced by Sammy Davis Jr. and Paula Wayne in 1964. As I said, he's developing this sound where he can tackle any of the songs from the Broadway playbook, and he does a lot more contemporary Broadway stuff than most people. Maybe Bennett would be the only other one I could think of, or Sammy, for that matter. And it was inevitable in 1964 that he would get his own Broadway show. What makes Sammy run about an egomaniacal Machiavellian Broadway producer, he had to give up whatever it was, his concert fees, to do a show 8 times a week, which was incredibly impressive. And here are 2 songs from that show. First is from the cast album of What Makes Sammy Run, and the second is a commercial cover on Columbia Records from that selfsame score.
This should have been my hometown at last. I'm in my hometown. It's not the place of my birth, but where on earth is there such a town? The kind of people you find, I find they're strictly my kind. This place gets under my skin from here on in. This is my hometown. Why bother to travel farther? What move could improve when here I stand in my own promised land? I'm gonna haunt every street. There's not a soul I won't meet. Their style is sweet and sincere. Hits me right here. So I'm settling down in what I'm proud to call my hometown. For some guys, the dream is Paris, but I found a shrine where Hollywood Boulevard crosses Vine. I'm gonna haunt every street. There's not a soul I won't meet. Their style is sweet and sincere. Hits me right here. So I'm settling down in what I'm proud to call my hometown. Without windows, a room without doors, a room where no guy but I can spy the charms that are yours. Like being marooned on an island far from civilized shores. You and me in a room without windows, a room without doors. No bells will be ringing, no telephone calls. In our little well-secluded cell of ceiling and walls, while dozens of males sit and chew their nails and hate me because I am yours in a room without windows. A room without doors. If they said, friend, how would you like to spend the long hereafter? I'd tell them what we're after is a one-way ticket to a room without keyholes, a room with no view. We'd like to reside there, hide there for an era or two.
completely wrapped up in each other, while the whole world ignores you and me in a room without windows, a room without doors. If they said, friend, how would you like to spend the long hereafter? I'd tell them what we're after is a one-way ticket to a room without keyholes, a room with no view. We'd like to reside there, hide there for an era or two, completely wrapped up in each other, while the whole world ignores you and me in a room without windows.
That was Steve Lawrence singing the big hit from What Makes Sammy Run. He told me in a conversation with him that back then people knew the songs already because they were recorded like these as pop songs and on the charts. He said so when What Makes Sammy Run was playing, he'd be backstage and he'd hear people applauding these tunes in the overture because they knew them from the radio. Well, here are two songs that demonstrate the artistry of Steve Lawrence far better than I could talk about it. This is from the Nervous Set. And again, it shows that he plunged into the songbook in a much more devoted and thoughtful way than many of the people at the time.
Sing a song of sad young men, glasses full of rye. All the news is bad again. Kiss your dreams goodbye. All the sad young men sitting in the bars, knowing missing all the stars. All the sad young men drifting through the town, drinking up the night, trying not to drown. Singing in the cold, trying to forget that they're growing old. All the sad young men choking on their youth, trying to be brave, running from the truth, while a grimy moon watches from above. The sad young men play at making love. Misbegotten moon, please shine for sad young men. Let your gentle guide them home again. sad young man.
She loves me, and to my amazement, I love it, knowing that she loves me. She loves me, true she doesn't show it. How could she, when she doesn't know it? Yesterday she loathed me, now today she likes me. And tomorrow, tomorrow, my teeth ache for the urge to touch her. I'm speechless, or I mustn't tell her. It's wrong now, but it won't be long now before my love discovers that she and I are lovers. Imagine how surprised she's bound to be. That's the thing that matters, and matters are improving daily. And tomorrow, tomorrow, I'm tingling, such delicious tingles. I'm trembling, what the heck does that mean? I'm freezing, that's because it's cold out. But still I'm incandescent, and like some adolescent, I'd like to scrawl on every wall I see. She loves me. She loves me. She loves me.
She loves me, and we love Steve. Boy, does he sings that end two or three times and keeps jumping keys and stuff. That's the kind of thing he did. Well, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And I just want to take a moment in the middle of our Steve Lawrence tribute to ask you to consider making a donation to this amazing station. Face it, folks, what other station is going to devote an hour to a singer like Steve Lawrence, who is so important to so many people? But you wouldn't find anything like this on commercial radio, let alone satellite radio. So I want to ask you to make a donation, either monthly or a one-time gift. Which will be matched dollar for dollar up to $50,000 thanks to our board chairman, James Atwood. If you like this music, if you like this programming, please support us. You can go online to wliwfm.org or call us at 1-800-262-0717. 800-262-0717. And you know, Steve Lawrence would thank you for it, honestly. So, let us return back to this wonderful singer. He had a second Broadway musical, this time with Edie, called Golden Rainbow in 1967-68 season. And here are two Rainbow songs, one from that show and one from an amazing album he did in 1970. But first, Golden Rainbow.
Golden rainbow, shine above me. Once is all I'm asking for. Golden rainbow, now I need you. Never needed you more. Golden rainbow, make me lucky. Make my golden dream come true.
Break the clouds and bring me sunshine. I'm depending on you. I'll never ask again if you give me this one thing. I want no more if you give me this dream. One little turn of luck and I'll really be something. I want it, I need it, I'm asking, I'm begging, please. Golden rainbow, come up shining. Bring me fortune, you know how. If you're ever gonna touch me, golden rainbow, won't you make it now? Make it now. What do you give to the lady who has given all her life and love to you? What do you give to the reason you are living? I could window shop the world before I'm through. Sunrise, Mama, the moon to wear. That's not good enough. No, not good enough. Not for Mama. Mama, a palace, diamonds like doorknobs, mountains of gold to spare. That's not rich enough, not half rich enough, not for Mama. Mama, a lifetime crowded with laughter, that's not long enough, not half long enough.
That song was from the musical Minnie's Boys. And who recorded stuff like that back into 1970? Steve Lawrence did. He worked with some terrific arrangers. Troy Zito, I think, was on that one. Don Costa was a constant friend of his. And he was able to take songs that might have vanished and put them on his albums. Thankfully, we have them to enjoy today. Well, you might ask yourself, yeah, but did he ever record any Stephen Sondheim? Well, he recorded a couple songs from Gypsy and from West Side Story, but he did record later in his career two amazing songs by Sondheim. This song, From Anyone Can Whistle, I think is just dynamite and easily the best rendition of With So Little to Be Sure Of.
so little to be sure of. If there's anything at all, if there's anything at all, I'm sure of here and now, and us together. All I'll ever be, I owe you. If there's anything to be, being sure enough of you makes me sure enough of me. Thanks for everything we did, everything that's past, everything that's over too fast. None of it was wasted, all of it will last. Everything that's here and now, and us together. It was marvelous to know you, and it isn't really through. Crazy business, this life we live in. Can't complain about the time we're given. With so little to be sure of in this world, there was you. There was you. There was you. With so little to be sure of.
Gentlemen, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Mr. Steve Lawrence.
The sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think. I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind. The morning ends, I think about you. I talk to friends, I think about you. And do they know, it's like I'm losing my mind. Thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my mind? I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon, doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the light and think about you.
sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? Or am I losing?
Well, that was from Follies. I guess that must have been 72 or 73 from the Carol Burnett Show, which he appeared on, I think, something like 50 times with Edie. As time went on, there were fewer opportunities and fewer albums. Steve and Edie were still very big in Vegas, always trying to find that song he said that he could relate to from the Broadway canon that was relevant to him in the 70s, 80s, into the 90s. Here is a song from Les Miserables.
There was a time when men were kind and their voices were soft and their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind and the world was a song and the song was exciting. There was a time when it all went wrong. I dreamed a dream in time gone by. When hope was high and life worth living, I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid. Dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid. No song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder as they tear your hopes apart and they turn your dreams to shame. She slept a summer by my side. She filled my days with endless wonder. She took my childhood in her stride. But she was gone when autumn came. And still I dream she'll come to me, that we will live the years together. But there are dreams that cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather. I had a dream my life would be
So different from this hell I'm living. So different now from what it seems. Now life is killed, the dreamer I
met at 9.
We met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. We dined with friends.
We dined alone.
A tenor sang.
A baritone.
Ah, yes, I remember. That dazzling April moon.
There was none that night, and the month was June.
That's right, that's right.
It warms my heart to know that you remember still the way you do.
Yes, I remember it well. How often I've thought of that Friday
Monday.
Night when we had our last rendezvous. And somehow I foolishly wondered if you might by some chance be thinking of it too. That carriage ride,
you walked me home.
You lost your glove.
It was a comb.
Yes, I remember it well. That brilliant sky,
we had some rain.
Those Russian songs
from sunny Spain.
Yes, I remember it well. You wore a gown of gold.
I was all in blue.
Am I getting old?
Oh no, not you. How strong you were, how young and gay, a prince of love in every way.
Yes, I remember it well.
Well, that's a very pleasant, if not poignant, surprise. How could we get through a whole hour of Steve Lawrence without a little Edie Gourmet? That is, of course, from Gigi. And what could be more, as I said, poignant than listening to that song, especially in the week after Steve Lawrence left us? Well, he never will really leave us. His music, his personality, his ebullience, his charm will remain in the Broadway pop canon, I hope, forever. I hope you enjoyed the show. He was a good pal. I interviewed him several times, and he couldn't have been more charming and smart, and he certainly knew his way around a Broadway song. Here is the song he introduced in Golden Rainbow. Being the kind of mensch he was, he turned it over to Sammy Davis because he thought Sammy Davis could do more with it as a black singer, certainly in the mid-1960s. But Steve Lawrence, you found your place in this world, and will always admire you because you had to be you, and you certainly were.
Whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I've gotta be me, I've gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I've gotta be me, I've gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, is waiting for me. If I heed the call, I won't settle down or settle for less. As long as there's half a chance that I can have it all, I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I've gotta be me, I've gotta be me. Daring to try to do it or die, I've gotta be me. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I've gotta be me, I've gotta be me. Daring to try to do it or die, I've gotta be me.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.